Apologize for being a little missing in action over the past couple of days. Baruch Hashem, I'm back, at least for now. I wasn't sick. we're in Maseches Shavuos in Perek Zayin. We're up to Mishnah Vav. So again, this Perek is talking about the halachas of different elements of produce that grow and whether or not it has A, Kedusha Shavuos, and B, whether or not it has a chiv of bior, which means that even after you take it in from the field, and you take possession over it, and you take possession properly because you took it from a field which you were mafkir, there's a certain point in time you have to go take it back outside and be mafkir it again. The Mishnah above writes as follows, Haverad v'akayfa v'aktaf v'aloytem. These are different types of flowers, and they are used for their smell. And just generally speaking, that's the rule of thumb when it comes to flowers. Again, the Pais can talk about it, but for the most part, the way it's viewed is, if it does not have any smell, then it does not have Kedusha Shavuos. There's a question whether the fact that it has noi, whether it looks good, that's enough to give it the din of a peri, of a fruit. And the Pais can differ on this. If it becomes relevant in Eretz Yisrael, we can discuss it. But Lamais, I think the most accepted view is that if it's a flower that has smell, then it could potentially have Kedusha Shavuos. Now, what we're talking about is using these things for their fragrance. They would soak it in some type of water, and they would make perfume out of it. So Yesh Lehem, the Mishnah says, Yesh Lehem Shavuos L'Dmeim Shavuos, because they're used for their smell, they have Kedusha Shavuos on them, and their value takes upon the value of Kedusha Shavuos, and needs to be treated as such. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein L'Ketav Shavuos Pnei She'ein Pri. Shimon says Kitaf, which is one of those that was listed in the beginning of the Mishnah, is an exception to the rule. Because, he says, while they are used for their fragrance, the way that it's explained in the Rav is that they're used for their fragrance, but it comes from the sap that comes out of it. So in other words, it's not the actual flower that gives the fragrance. And the way it's explained is that it has to be that it's similar to something that you eat. When you have a fruit, the fruit itself, you have the fruit and you have the taste all at the same time. You have the benefit all at the same time. Here, only after you break apart this kitaf, you'll take out the sap, so the hana doesn't come, the benefit doesn't come until after you destroy it. So you don't have the actual fruit and the hana at the same time, and that's an exclusion to the rule of Kedusha Shavuos. And therefore, kitaf is different. In other words, while they're all used similarly to get a fragrance from them, halacha is kataf is different because you don't have the hana and the bior at the same time. It's only after the bior. Chachamim disagree, obviously, because they believe that that the sraf, the sap itself, is in and of itself enough to give a kedusha shavuos. We'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin, Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully, I'll be here tomorrow.